You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big J. Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey, it's Black Lou, and welcome to the Bonfire's Best of the Week. It's a pretty exciting time for the Bonfire hosts. Big J. Okerson is a star in the new movie Hustlers alongside Jennifer Lopez. And Dan Soder is a star on Showtime's Billions alongside Paul Giamatti. But listen in now as the prolific comedians admit that their mom and Nana have no interest in watching their careers on screen.
I called my mom.
Yeah.
To tell her that I was, I called her yesterday. I was just driving home from Long Island and I was like, you know what, Christine, call my mom real quick in the car. So you call on the speaker.
Yeah.
I go, call my mom. I got a question I already know the answer to. I'm going to yell at her right now. And my mom works on the weekends. And I go, do you see your son, your only son who's ever been in a film in the theaters? Have you gone to see the movie yet? She goes, no, I have not seen it yet. I'm sorry, I haven't seen it yet. And I go, well, you got to hurry up before it's out of theaters. And she goes, yeah, but then it'll like, she goes, then it'll be on like Blu-ray and everything like that. Then I go, you have to see it in the fucking theater, though, you idiot.
Come on, it's the experience.
Oh, I was furious. And then Christine started reminding me that my mother doesn't care about me. I said, I've returned home, a movie star.
A bona fide movie star, major motion movie picture star, Big J. Okerson.
And nobody was there. Major studio. Motion picture film star.
Star. What did your mom say when you called her?
She's not seen the movie, and that she was going to go this week, she thinks now. And she was always going to see it this week, but then also was like, no, I'll go see it this week. Then she was like, I was always going to see it this week. She goes, you know, I work on the weekends, but I say it's been out for 2 weekends and a whole weekend.
That was your response. Mm-hmm. You go, it's been out 2 weekends.
I go, it's been out for 2 weekends now and the full week in between. And my mom said the best line ever. Immediately she goes, here? It's been out here? Has it hit all cities?
When you get caught in something and you do that, you go, where was it?
Yeah.
Just a question that doesn't make
any
sense. It's
been out for 2 weekends and a whole week between, Mom.
Where?
Here?
Over there?
I said, no, abroad. Yeah.
Well, we did do a slow roll of just Los Angeles and New York and then in theaters now.
And then we threw it out there. Yeah. We London, did LA, New York, London, the biggies,
the big markets.
Cape Town, South Africa.
Beijing, big money market.
Tokyo.
Hong Kong. I mean, if it makes you feel any better, Billions has been on 4 seasons. My grandmother's never watched any of it.
Yeah, but she's old as shit.
I've gotten her DVDs. I've written it out. She is so evasive. It's crazy. It's like
does she believe in something that she says, I don't want to see your penis. And you're like, Mom, it's not how that movie is.
Nana, that's
I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see your
penis.
You
got to keep explaining because, Mom, there's no...
Nana, stop. Wait,
you said it's on the Showtime? Yes, Nana. I don't want to see your penis. Every show I watch and it's got the penis. Showtime, I don't want to see your penis.
Daniel, man. Showtime loves penises.
Your father got me with this same trick. Watch the movie. He says next time I'm got his penis.
Guess what happened? I saw a penis and your father was so sad he drank himself to death. Jesus.
You want me to see the penis? And then your father suffer the same fate?
Do you want to have cirrhosis?
Or do you want to let your grandma leave alone and watch her game shows?
Watch her view.
Oh, it's too heavy for me, and I don't want to see your penis.
Dude, I wrote down the instructions, and she was just like, yeah, I haven't watched it yet. And I was like, oh, are you going to watch it? And she's like, I'd rather watch it when you're here. And I'm like,
can you bring instructions for the instructions?
Oh, they're not in Spanish. You don't speak Spanish. I just want to have the instructions in Spanish.
Did you put on the instructions? Is there any way that I can avoid seeing your penis?
Did you draw your penis on the instructions?
Have you maybe put your schmeckle on the instructions ever? Your penis?
But she kept saying, like, I want to watch it with you. And I was like, well, Nana, that kind of burns up our time together. Why don't you watch it? And when I hit her with that, that's where she went, like, where I go, well, that's just going to waste our time together. And I'd rather spend it talking to you and playing cards. And she goes, I just don't know if I'm in. I don't know if I need a show right now. And you're like, what are
I
you?
I put the discs in the VCR, Dan. No penis.
I'm pretty sure my grandmother has no clue what I do.
Really?
I'm pretty sure she has no clue what I do.
Just you pay the bills, kept woman.
Dude, for real.
Yeah, dude.
She took me to the bank. She was
like, I don't want to know.
Dude.
I don't want to know.
She took me to the bank and she was like, there's a woman here that would love to meet you. And so I thought I was maybe like, oh, maybe her friend does watch Billions. And she, you know, and I walk in and the lady's like, you're so good to your grandmother. I just had to meet you. And I was like, oh, thanks. And she goes, you're a writer. And I went, not at all.
And then before you, I was like, oh, kid, come here, by the way. Don't show your grandmother your penis.
Where's
everybody
do that?
Getting this from?
Where does my grandmother get that? All of her friends, she goes, is this your grandson with the penis?
Is this the one that wants to show you the penis on the show?
Is this the one that's tricking you into always showing his penis?
Queer as folk?
Yeah.
It's Black Lou again. Ralph Sutton was our guest on a musical Tuesday as DJ Lou discussed his motel hooker paying past set to the sweet soprano sounds of Big J singing The Phantom of the Opera.
How you doing there?
I keep Ralph in the big house.
Hey, this is if you want to do that scene from Stern where you sit on your speaker, this is the episode to do it.
Yeah,
you
know. Deep voices have the wazoo.
This is Ralph and I.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
All you girls want to come.
I, very Vanilla Dan, I mean, not really a Vanilla Dan moment, but I definitely J-O'd to that when that movie came out.
Do you know that girl...
Did you really? You J-O'd to the scene?
Yep.
Of her ripping her...
Where Howard's going...
Really?
Yeah. The girl that rips off her top and screams Howard is Jolynn Turner of Deep Purple's wife. Yeah. Or was his wife for many, many years.
That was the one where he had to just keep hitting the fucking back on the rewind and pause. And so we kind of
for the tits.
It. Yeah.
And
yeah,
she
yeah.
was a, gotcha. She was a dancer at the strip club I used to work at. While that movie was out, she was a dancer there.
I went and saw her at a strip club.
Yeah, she was a dancer at Lake.
You saw her live?
$7.
What was she like live?
Pretty friendly.
All right.
Ralph, what was your place?
I was at Lace. Well, I was at Pure Platinum. I was at the New York Dolls.
Where in Jersey?
At Lace in New Jersey.
Do you know that place, Lou?
No, I do, but I saw it at Satin Dolls, which used to be the Bada Bings in The Sopranos.
Which
show.
Was offered to Lace first, and they said no, because the show wasn't popular yet, mm-hmm. and then it went to Satin Dolls, and it made Satin Dolls very popular.
Damn, dude. You went to... You knew that guy. Remember we watched that video one time? You're like, I know that's one of those roadside, on like Route 109 hotels.
Oh, right.
You're like, it's one of those places right there. And the Bada Bing was also in a strip like that.
No, yeah, not far from there.
And what, you hung out in a lot of seedy places, Lou, huh?
I know the history.
Dude, I like Lou. Lou's like the guy, he's like your point man, where you get dropped in New Jersey, and you're like, going to be meeting a guy named Lou Witzke.
Yeah, it sounds
real
like
dicey,
that.
Real dicey fella. But he knows where to get what you need if you know what I'm talking about.
Did you ever get a...
Women. Cheap hotels.
Yeah. Did you ever get a heej in one of those clubs?
No, not in the clubs.
In the cheap parking lot?
In the cheap hotels.
Yeah.
With one of the girls that was dancing there?
After it's
No, I'm not a rock star guy.
With a hook? With a hook? A hooky?
I can't say anymore. I have a lady love.
A hooky.
So it was a hooker, tray. Dude. Big whoop.
You had a pass,
I made it
man.
Cute. I said hooky.
The music of the night.
Do you go... Do you pick up the hooker and then go to the hotel? Or do you go to the hotel and there's a hooker there?
Can that be our hooker song?
What?
Music of the night?
Sing for me. Turn your eyes.
I just think that'd be a great random song to have whenever we talk about prostitutes. I think it...
Slow.
Bring the lyrics up.
So when you're
Christine, music of the night, lyrics.
Senses.
But I'm talking to Lou about
you can talk.
When you're with these when you're with these women in these roadside motels, was it just a hand job or were you fucking?
Yeah, Lou.
I was super young. I'm saying maybe teenager.
Yeah. I imagine you like a young John Connor on a dirt bike.
That's about right.
Was it ever a stripper that you took from the strip club to the hotel?
No, I just gave him all my money.
Okay.
Night infuses its splendor.
I think it works.
Grasp it.
I think this could work.
Sense it.
It gives our show some depth.
Yeah, it really feels like classes up the joint.
Yeah, like, sure, prostitutes are illegal.
From the
what is it, heart-wrenching?
Is Jay doing this from memory or the lyrics
was
somewhere
it a
else?
Jay, was it always a hooker?
No.
Cold on feeling night. Did you ever tell when you loved her?
Whenever one of us is asking the question, the other one should be singing.
Any more questions?
Surrender to your darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of the life you knew before.
Lou, tell us of your experience.
Close your eyes, let your spirit start to soar.
Hit it. You hit it.
And you live as you never lived before.
So you were with a prostitute in this roadside motel. Should we do the whole song? Wait, should we play the whole song and then come back in with the story?
Yeah.
Where he goes, I came pretty quick. It was like $40.
What's the most you've ever paid for a truck stop hooker?
I don't want to be known as a truck stop hooker guy.
Dude, whatever. You're a street correspondent, Lewitsky. You're a point man.
To let your fantasies unwind.
Did you always use a condom?
That you know,
no, it was the 90s.
You cannot fight.
You raw dog the fucking truck stop hooker?
Did you not hear of AIDS in the 90s? AIDS was around, dude.
Oh, that was fucker. Dude, I think you got me on that one.
You start the journey to your strange new world. Leave your thoughts of the life you knew before.
Do you remember any of these names?
Let your soul take you where you long to be.
What was your favorite one?
Would you ever see one more than once?
No, this was just a one-off. My friend went for one, and I took the friend, of course.
Oh, did you get the digits?
No, we didn't become really friends.
Floating, falling, sweet intoxication.
I don't know what lyrics Christine has.
I see it now. It's up there. It goes.
Oh, there it is. I couldn't follow it either.
I was trying to find it forever.
Jay just knows it by heart because he's a fucking.
Do you have to give your girlfriend money before you fuck her so you can come?
Can you learn this song just so you could do this whenever we have this conversation? Even when it's with a guest.
Sure.
If you just can interrupt them with music of the night if they start talking about anything to do with prostitutes.
The music of the night.
That was your explosion, dude. All over her back, raw dog. You ever got one pregnant?
I didn't say I did anything yet.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
What, did you play fucking gin rummy with him?
You gotta start this bitch over?
You
had a whole Broadway song to tell us the story, dude.
Jay's gonna have to start having tea before every bonfire. He's like, if I want my voice there.
I don't think I've always seen those hookers outside those roadside motels. I've never
swung at that pitch.
No,
you gotta know which ones to go to.
What?
You gotta know which ones to go to.
Are you like a hooker truffle pig?
Chris DiStefano was our guest on Wednesday, and delighted the room with a few stories about some of the wackiest women he's had to deal with in his dating history. Enjoy.
There was a girl who came, I was actually a while ago now, but she came from Syracuse to hang out with me, like took the fucking bus to hang out with me.
Yeah.
And the whole time she's texting me like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to hang out with you. I was like, whatever. Like, you know, fine. You could sleep over. I just didn't care. I was like, whatever. And then like, she starts making out with me. This is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She starts making out with me and like really making out, like a sex makeout. So I put my hand like on her tits and she was like, I told you I didn't want to do anything. You didn't listen to me. And I was like, get out. I was like, just get out. I was like, I'm in my mid-30s. Like, I can't waste my energy on this shit. I was like, just get out. Like, I'm not going to deal with you. Get out. I was like, I'll pay for an Uber to the bus station. And she was like, no, I want to stay. I just want you to respect me. I'm like, because I touched it. Like, what do you want? I was like, so what do you want me to do? Yeah. I was like, what do you want me to do? Kiss you? What? She's like, just pull your pants down. I swear to God. And then she just gave me like a sweet blowjob. But then she's got mad about. Then she got mad again about something.
I'm saying I'd have bailed this a long time ago. I'm insecure as hell, but I'm saying I'd be bailing because I'd go. Bonkers terrifies me.
Yeah. Yes.
No, and I would also I'd be like, Syracuse, for that reason, I'm out, dog.
An hour later, she went to go. It was like 6 o'clock at night. We were going to go to a show, comedy show. And she was like, oh, can I just use your shower? I was like, absolutely. She comes out. She goes, what the fuck is this? Do you have a wife? Because it was apricot scrub. But it's like, I got greasy skin. So I like to wash it off. Yeah. So I was like, no, it's mine. And she was like, only women use this. I was like, I fucking use it, babe. I was like, I don't have a wife. And then after that, I was like, you can stay here, or I'm going to the show. You're not coming with me. I was like, you could stay here and steal everything. I don't give a fuck. But I was like, I'm not coming back here tonight. I'm gonna go. I went to stay by my dad's. I was like, I'm getting away from you. I don't want to be anywhere near you. I don't have the energy to deal with you and this bullshit all night. So don't come. If you come to the show, you could come as a spectator, but you're not coming back with me. So if you come, you better bring your stuff because you're out. And then I never saw or spoke to her again.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you came back, she was gone.
She was gone.
Anything else gone from the house?
No, she didn't. But I didn't care what she. At that point, it was like, you can light my apartment. I'd rather you light my apartment on fire than have to fucking deal with you for another minute. One time I was at the Comedy Cellar. This was 3 years ago. I was at the Comedy Cellar. I was with this girl, smoking, beautiful girl. We were hanging out all day and night. Like, she was pretty hammered. But I was like, you know, we're going to go back and have sex. That's what I thought. I was like, do you want to come down and watch me do the set? She's like, no, I'm going to stay up here. I go downstairs, do the 15-minute set. She's gone. I asked Sean Donnelly. I was like, where was that girl? And when he goes, oh, she just left with Aziz. I was like, oh, shit. What? I was like, nice.
Who are you here with? Oh, my God. Oh, he's my God. Let me buy you a drink.
And she's like,
okay.
And Chris is like, yo, baby. She's gone.
Yeah. That girl went on to blow Aziz after drinking red wine that she wanted white.
She got clawed.
I was
Aziz.
Like, way before that.
Dude, how great would it be if he just came back and it was like, that was yours.
That was yours.
Just fingers under the nose.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be for you.
Like, I walked into her apartment and she threw a fucking heavy book at me.
Right? Wow.
Like, just fucking.
She Puerto Rican?
No.
That's what relationships, dude.
New York Jew.
Well, not book. She threw like a fucking can of Goya.
My ex was a Colombian, but she threw a law book at me.
That's great. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Talk about throwing up.
Caught me, too.
One time my kid's mom got pissed at me and like she just got fucking pissed. She's like, let me see your phone. And I wouldn't show it to her. And she just fucking pushed the air conditioner out the window. That was just her move.
I could have killed somebody.
I was like, what? It's July. What are we going to do now?
Can I tell you how hilarious of a move that is?
I could have killed somebody, though.
That's what she did. She was like, fuck you. And then she opened up the window and fucking pushed it right out the window. Like, it was on the side of the driveway, so it wasn't going to. But I was like, what? It's literally 100 degrees out right now.
That's so
funny. Like, what do you want to fucking do?
God damn, that missed me. That's
I want to be hot. I want to be angry and hot.
She goes, I want to sweat it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that's so funny. She goes, let me see your phone. Fuck you. No.
Yeah.
Oh, man. An air conditioner dropped.
Yeah. One time we got into a fight and my dad was there and he was like, let's go take a walk. She was like yelling at me in front of my dad. And dad was like, let's take your baby for a walk. We'll go to Dunkin' Donuts. And then I come back down the block and you just see garbage bags flying out of the front door.
She
had put all my shit in garbage bags and threw it out. And he was like, all right, get the car. Let's just put the garbage bags in the car. And then,
dude, I love your dad. Your dad really is Winston.
He's so calm.
He's Winston the Wolf.
Yeah.
He goes, does your uncle... Genie and your uncle, do they have garbage bags of your bag?
It was so common.
We'll take the garbage bags. We'll open the garbage bags in the house. We'll organize everything.
One time she fucking came out. I'm not making any stuff. She came out screaming because she would get irate. My dad was in the fucking living room and my kid's mom was fucking hot.
Was this affecting comedy?
Maybe sometime.
I don't know. I think you got a pilot out of it.
Yeah, I did get a pilot out of it. but she came out butt naked, just yelling at me in front of my dad, just butt naked. And my dad was like, why don't you put some clothes on? Like, he didn't even say what. He's like, whoa. He goes, yeah, just put some clothes on. And then he just, like, went back to the Yankee game. And I was so like, funny. What the fuck? And then, yeah, but then it got to a point where my dad was like, you know, this broad's fucking just got screw loose. You know that, right? Yeah. He was like, I love you. She's mother, your child. But, I mean, there's something wrong with this broad, no? I was like, yes.
Hello, I'm DJ Lou. And on this week's Lost Tapes, Justin Silver joins the gang. And in this clip, they talk about sending nudes and the size of Christine's back.
I even talked to Jay about this. He said something about when he met Christine, he was like, oh yeah, I saw that as something I could build on. And I was like, let me tell you how broken I am.
I mean, her back, it's very wide. I could build a lot of things on it.
Yeah, he could take it up a hill. But when he...
I'm sensitive about my wide back.
Well,
you
I don't know.
Have a wide back?
Start swimming laps.
I've never thought about your wide
back.
You
will cut through that water.
Is your back wide? Is that a thing?
I don't think that's a thing at all.
I think you have a wide back, Christine.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. That's why we're joking around about it.
I've never seen a chick in this room with a narrower back than you.
Yeah. Narrow back Evans?
Oh, but slim back?
Slim back?
Razor back Evans?
Like, would you have that, honestly, if someone was like, I'm going to send you, like, like naked pictures, and they go, I'm really telling you sincerely, please don't show these to anybody.
Yeah,
I would, even like a harmless person you show it to, you'd be like, maybe I shouldn't do it. Or you don't do it. I'm just saying, like, if someone puts that thing in my head,
I won't do it.
If someone puts that thing in my head, I definitely get a little tinge of like, man, maybe I should not do that.
I've had girls that have sent me pictures and they're like, I don't care, show it to someone else.
Oh, no. I think a lot of people send pictures.
Anytime a woman's been like, hey, don't show these to people, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to show these to people. Because that's just not cool. Because that's like,
yeah, I just feel like if they wanted that, like, again, even if someone doesn't matter, I'm not saying that I wouldn't to someone that was so insignificant to the situation. I'm just saying, like, because you still feel that tinge of like, I should have done that, I guess.
Well, my ex that I waterboarded, she sent me a picture of her butt while we were still together, and I think I showed you or someone else, and I told her, I was like, I showed Jay your butt, and she was like, why would you do that? Those are for you. And you're like, shit. That was the immediate feeling, like, sorry.
It sucks. That's a hard thing about taking any kind of dirty picture, especially if you're in a relationship, not marriage. It's like the minute, how many girls, you know, it's one of those things. It's almost like if you're going to take a picture and send it into the ether, just like know that it's going to get seen. Because I've had every male friend I know show me a picture of some girl that sent naked pictures.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, man, you got to, like, if you show it to your friends like that, you got to take it as, like, almost like a badge of honor. We're like, dude, this girl, you're showing it off because you're way
I'm honest to God,
you're,
I'm bare. Like, honest to God,
but
I'm bare.
But I would never do it. I would never do it if someone asked me not to do that. I would hold that in
I'm barely product. Saying that. I more mean, like, in, like, a circle of something.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, where, like, if it's someone who it's, like, bumfuck Nowhereville, America, sending it to bumfuck Nowhereville, America, somewhere else, and that person shows their buddies. I'm talking about more like the idea that if you showed it like in their world somehow, you're like, ah, man.
Yes, no. When I first started
dating Christine, if I had like dirty pictures of my friends, like, you want to see that, I'd be like, only no, because you're like, no, because then it's like, we're together for a while, then I'm like, ah, Dan,
would it bug
seen her
you,
pussy or
you,
something, yeah. I don't know, whatever it is, I'd be like, I don't want
would,
that.
Wait,
want
would
that.
It bug you from your end, let me just say, would it bug you from your end, because you're like, oh, now my friends saw my girlfriend's whatever parts, or for the fact that like, to protect her privacy, or both?
Just protect her privacy, and it's just protect her privacy, and like, she'd be upset if Dan saw, Christine would be upset if Dan saw a picture of her naked, I think. Yeah. Am I crazy? Yeah. I mean, you'd be like,
I'd be upset, especially,
I don't think
like,
you'd be mad, or you'd be like, oh my God, I think you'd just be like embarrassed, like, oh, Jesus.
No, I'd be like, my friends aren't supposed to see me naked.
Yeah,
especially
that's true.
Not in like a sexy picture. It's not like we're at the beach. It's not like, you know, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
If I was in the kind of friends where we all went like nude bathing together, skinny dipping, that's also different.
We're so relaxed.
I don't do trunked bathing with my friends either.
Yeah.
I don't bathe with friends
you
anymore.
You don't bathe.
But
no
I
bathe.
Had, when I first started dating Jay, though, I was not versed in dirty pictures until I started dating
well
Jay.
Welcome to
and
a
I
crash
think,
course
I, really and I think my first like I sent one up. Dirty picture ever that was like silhouette, you couldn't really see anything on a shitty phone,
yeah,
and
she goes, now I can get him to pop in the rainstorm with no flash.
And it was something where you wouldn't have even been able to tell it was me, and then now pop. And then I think the first dirty picture I sent Jay was like knee-high's underwear and a tank top. Like, that's how... I've never been a chick that's like, ooh.
What if,
like, I've
what
never
if you looked over at me and I was like, that's
and
too
liked
much. Vanilla Dan? I go, you guys are doing some risque stuff.
Put some shoes
Do
on.
Women share dick pics with each other?
Yes.
Yeah,
you just I mean,
like,
I don't know. I've never
look
shown...
at his dick.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I've never shown Jay's dick to anyone.
Neither has Jay.
I've seen Jay's dick on
yeah,
the phone.
Yeah, he showed it to us.
Jay showed me his dick on a phone.
It's actually become nice that as a chick, like, to know that, like, okay, if something happens and Jay's phone gets hacked and my stuff ends up on the internet, or my phone gets hacked and ends up on the internet, like, nobody really cares. Nobody's going to judge me as a whore. I'm not going to be able to never get a job. Like, that is a
not
violation.
Not with that narrow back.
Yeah. Oh, that's just getting out
of who's this thin-ass backed bitch naked in your phone?
Yeah, tell her to get her weight up on her back.
Hey,
and
who's,
then we'll fucking...
who's cat back?
Hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. East on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.